This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're in the back seat on Joy 94.9. It's Michael and Simon driving you home, but with us in the back seat are two, well, very popular, one you will take home to your mother, and the other is a human. It's Sammy J and Randy. How hey. Are you?
Put your seatbelt on, Randy.
I don't want to put my seatbelt on. Oh. I like it here in the back
Safety
seat.
Safety first.
None of that. You have to wind down the window.
You can't.
Oh, it's got one of those, you know, the middle bit that comes down with the little, you know, there's
Sorry.
I just got a
funny bone.
Let me put that down. I think that's better. You can put your elbow up. Okay. There you go.
Michael, I'm not comfortable with the speed. Can you please just drive within the limits?
I will be driving by the limit. I will not go any faster.
I'll turn this radio station around.
No. Over my dead body, you will. My dead body. Now, the two of you in the studio, you're in Melbourne. No, you're back in Melbourne. It's Melbourne love.
Love it.
The two of you, how long have you been cuddly cozy together for? How long has it been?
It's a little known fact.
It's been a decade.
Yes.
We have been working together for 10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 long years. For the first, I think, three, we were still working in the same room. Now we write all our stuff purely via Google Docs. We're never in the same room at the same time unless doing publicity like this.
Yeah, it's fair to say we hate each other.
We despise one another. I just being this close to you makes me want to sort of do a bit of vomit in my mouth.
Yeah, but you know, we put all that aside when showtime hits because we're ever professional.
And we both have very large mortgages.
Mm. No, do you?
No, I don't.
He wouldn't.
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Reservoir.
That's what he calls his cardboard box.
Yeah.
It's actually in South Yarra.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's like I consider it to be a reservoir in South Yarra. You know, kind of like a pond of me in the middle of the land of South Yarra.
And you know, hearing him say that at the Stonington Council Tribunal was so delightful as they were trying to evict him. It's not the strongest defence.
I think I did all right. I think I came out on top. I got to keep me box.
Kept your box, but were evicted from the council property.
Yeah, just only because it was they've moved me on from the town hall on Chapel Street, but I've gone around the corner.
I'm to the library.
No, I'm on Cromwell Road now. I'm just up near the church up there.
Real nice.
Yeah. Gee, you've moved up in the world, haven't you?
Mate, I am just clinging on to that box for dear life.
If all you have is that box, you've got to look after it.
I know, as many of your listeners would know.
Exactly right. Mm, yep. The bigger the box, the better sometimes.
Exactly.
Now, this year, your show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is, well, quite a popular one. It seems, from all the publicity so far, it seems to be one of the picks of the festival.
Because we write the publicity.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've fallen for the old trick,
no.
Michael.
Yeah,
see, the thing is, you've gone and got a press release where we've said, Sammy J and Randy are fantastic. But we're not.
We do our own marketing, so obviously we're going to say it's good. But we're terrible.
Although, in our defence, we did write a very good show this year.
We
decided to call it Strictly Ballroom.
Yeah.
It's not Strictly Ballroom.
No. So we got...
But a lot of people accidentally booked tickets to our show,
which is
great.
Yeah. Which was good. But then we got sued for using the term Strictly Ballroom because of the other one. Apparently, there's another show called Strictly Ballroom. Oh. I didn't know about it. So all the ticket sales, all the pre-sales have now just gone to the lawsuit. So basically, we're just... two guys at the hi-fi bar sitting on chairs just looking at the audience. He cries most of the time.
Well, I get constant threatening text messages from Baz Luhrmann. I just read them out on stage now.
Yeah.
You know, I'll read one, for example.
Yeah, get it out. Get out your phone.
This is just 10 minutes ago, but I was waiting in the foyer.
Really? This is a very skinny man reaching into his bag to get a phone.
What is it?
Okay, here it is.
Shall I beep the expletives?
I think it's probably better to do that.
Sammy, you F, stop with the F and stop ruining my F life. That's from Baz Luhrmann.
From Baz.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't strike me as the sort of person who would send those sort of things.
Well, he does strike me.
Obviously.
Physically.
He strikes you a lot.
That's disappointing. Has he come to the show, though?
He loves the show.
He loves the show.
I mean, he's no question in that.
We have a very good friendship, Baz and I, but it's just a professional rivalry, as I just demonstrated.
Of course.
Much the same as us, but in the opposite.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We have quite a good professional relationship, but our friendship is just nothing.
It sounds like me and Simon most of the time. Now, it is an evening with the two of you. It's an evening. Mm. The whole evening, or is it part of the evening?
You can spend the whole evening with us if you like. Yeah. The hour is the ticketed section.
Right. Yep.
But we'll be at the venue for an hour before doing our warm-ups. You're welcome to come and join us. We like to do a bit of vocal stuff. That's about all we do.
And then after each show, I'm actually hosting a cocktail party at Government House.
Are you?
Sorry, Randy.
It's a black tie event. Yeah. No, I saw the invitation. Oh yeah, it wasn't. I saw Baz's. I didn't get one. But
it's great. We quaff champagne and just chat with the governor, who is myself.
Yes, of course.
Keeping that from Randy. Yeah. Lately,
are you the governor?
Yeah, I'm the governor.
I've never heard you use the word quaff.
No, well, that's because I
quaff is a fantastic word.
Quaffing bubbly.
Quaff.
That's all I do as the governor.
Wish you could quaff an artichoke. That's a very satisfying sentence. I wish to quaff an artichoke.
Mm. That's the opening number in our show. Well, it was before the Baz lawsuit, but it was
I wish to quaff an artichoke. It's sort of like a sea shanty.
Yeah,
we're on a boat,
and we got scurvy, and so we need to cure the scurvy. But
we think that artichoke, confuse oranges and artichokes.
Yep.
So we need vitamin C, but instead we get a whole lot of potassium.
And then the next song is I choke-eat on my artichoke, which is a real ragtime. I'm choking on my artichoke. It's very similar. It's very musical number. Mm.
Is it because you're running out of material? Is that the reason why? Are you just using the same stuff again? People may say that. People may listen and think, you know, they're just using the same thing over and over again.
And they could be accused of being cynical for that point of view, but they'd be right. So there's no cynicism involved.
I'm sorry. I wish to quaff an artichoke has never been heard until this year. It's a brand new material, and I dare say it's our finest.
Oh.
So don't level this accusation of old gear at me, sir.
You know, I know you're taking that line, but you and I both know that we did a full production of I wish to quaff an artichoke
in 2007. 2007 at the Butterfly Club
here in Melbourne, when it was in South Melbourne. Did you over there?
Back in the day.
Our old stomping ground.
Full run of I Wish to Quaff an Artichoke.
Yeah. To middling reviews.
Mixed reviews. But, you know, what do you do?
Look, I have lied.
It's okay. We'll talk a bit more about the truth in just a moment, right here on Joy. You're in the back seat right here on Joy in the studio. It's Sammy J and Randy, the human and the nearly human part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Now, the two of you hosted the gala. How was that?
Well, it's great because, you know, you don't realise that Channel 10 have a boardroom and with a whiteboard on it. Mm. And every year it just says gala host ?
Yeah.
And we were there doing some cleaning at one point.
I was cleaning. You came to bring me in a sandwich.
Yep.
And a ham and cheese focaccia. And I was like, check that whiteboard out.
We thought, what would happen if we just wrote our names on it?
And the next day, Sammy gets a phone call going, apparently you guys are hosting the gala.
Oh,
it's that easy.
It's that easy.
Congratulations.
So I quit my cleaning job.
Yep.
Shouldn't have, because you don't get paid for the Oxfam gala, because it's for charity.
That's true.
But you know what? The next year, they sent us to South Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that. How did you survive? Obviously, you survived, but
it was incredible.
You know. Well, they sent us as a punishment, I should say. It was a one-way ticket after off the back of our appalling work hosting the gala.
Yeah, pretty much. They wanted to get us out of the country.
Yep.
But we took a camera crew with us and
filmed some things
and sent them back. It was actually pretty amazing. South Africa was a whirlwind week of humbling radness.
We landed. At the airport, and about 7 hours later, we were in the Ufafa Valley, like just in the midst of where Oxfam are doing this great work, and it was pretty mind blowing.
Yeah. Wow, yeah,
that's impressive.
Ufafa Valley. Ufafa. I never got tired of saying that.
Yeah,
you wouldn't.
No, they got tired of me saying it.
Yeah, yes. Ufafa.
And speaking of charity and doing work with charity, Sammy J, you are an ambassador for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yes.
Tell us more about the organisation. Who are they?
It originated in the States many, many years ago, but it's basically an organisation that's designed to match young kids who are often at risk with a mentor who can steer them in a better direction. Often people who haven't had a particularly strong male or female figure in their lives. I got involved 10 years ago as a mentor myself. And then through the comedy world, just started doing shows with them. And it's actually how I met Randy. Randy was actually one of my... I was mentoring
him. He
Randy.
Mentored me, yeah.
Oh,
and
that
Yeah. I had a pretty sort of rough... It was weird because I am actually older than Sammy, but I did have a rough childhood.
I still set you on the right path, though.
You did, actually. You did literally on the right path, because I was walking on the grass and I was about to step in dog shit and he grabbed me and put me on the path. And
lucky.
That's how we became friends.
But it's a great organisation. Like every organisation in the world, they don't have enough money. So at the moment, their problem is they've got lots of people who want to volunteer and help out, and lots of kids who need a mentor but not enough money to facilitate those, because it's a fairly rigorous training and vetting program that takes place. But yeah, no, they do great work. I'll be doing a fundraiser for them later in the year, which I'll no doubt come back to you, Michael, and ask you to plug for me.
Oh, look, that's fine. Anything for a bit of charity work. Randy, you anything?
Yeah, I'm actually on the board of a healthcare organization called Learn to Live.
Oh.
So learntoliveglobal.org is our website. And we take primary healthcare clinics, free healthcare clinics into remote villages in Indonesia and we're about to go to South Africa, actually, and Laos and stuff, education. And I work with the water team building fresh rainwater catchment systems at schools and stuff. So we're doing a benefit gig on the 29th of May at the Thornbury Theatre.
Cool.
Yeah, Denise Scott's going to host and it's going to be awesome.
That'll be fun.
We do one every year. We do these sort of big comedy galas of silent auction and stuff. And yeah, but it's an amazing organisation. And our director's just come back from Sierra Leone working with the Ebola crisis. So she's back in the States now. And yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's a good organisation. Check it out.
Busy boys. Yeah, busy boys. We'll put all the details online at joy.org.au/backseat, as well as information about your show. Now, it is called An
Strictly
Evening...
Strictly Ballroom?
No.
The Lion King.
We've been through that. You can't call it those things.
Oh, that's things, right. Sorry. Right?
People will be after you.
Right? Oh, Bass has just texted me again.
Is it cease and desist?
Sammy, would you like to appear in my next film?
Oh, probably not. Wow. Good to talk about that on there. There's probably an embargo on that.
That's great.
Don't talk about that one.
Yeah.
Talk about quaffing artichokes.
That's right. Now, you're at the Hi-Fi Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's a nice little bit of a classy venue.
It's
a bit more rock and roll. Yeah. It's very sort of, we've got that sticky carpet kind of rock and roll vibe going on, which we're very happy
Randy's
with.
Been crowd surfing each show, which has been pretty fun.
Oh, have you stuck to the carpet when you've fallen?
No, they haven't dropped me yet. It's been amazing. Because, and purely because, and I've been meaning to bring this up, Sammy encourages them to use me like a beach ball at a rock concert, so I get punched around the room.
I'm worried that you'll get dropped otherwise. You get some height on you.
I know. I'm there at the time.
If you want to see Randy being used like a beach ball, you can go and check him out. They are making comedy magic till the 19th of April. All the details about the show is available at comedyfestival.com.au. It'll be a wonderful evening, and then you can go for some cocktails afterwards, which would be nice.
With the governor.
With the governor, Governor J.
Gov SJ. You can be Gov SJ. How's that?
SJ, I like it.
Sammy J and Randy, thank you for joining us in the back seat this afternoon.
It's been a treat.
Thank you, Michael and Simon, wherever you may be.
He's hiding.
Should we get out of the, how do we get out of the car? Should we get out while you're still, are you still moving?
You got a child lock on. Oh!
Oh no, they've gone.
Raised my knee.
Gravel rash on my face.
Band-aids. We need band-aids.
Medic.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.